A powerful gust of wind sweeps Nessa, Sonny, Connor, and their mounts off the ground just as the orb whirs open and pulls them in. A moment later, they tumble onto hard clay ground. The wind is gone. The air around them is thick with heat. "Ow!" Nessa shouts. Sonny looks over to see she's landed on a cactus? "Where are we?" Connor says, not seeming to expect an answer. Behind him, Sonny sees a large red rock formation jutting up from the ground like a ship in the ocean. He knows exactly where they are, and he's almost too stunned to say it aloud. Before he can answer, Nessa pipes up. "The middle of nowhere," she says with disgust. "I thought IR was recreating important places, but this is..." "My home," Sonny interrupts. His blood is boiling, but he looks Nessa coolly right in the eye. "We're in Shiprock, New Mexico." "What?" Connor says. His jaw hangs open in disbelief. "But why?" "I don't know," Sonny says. But as he looks around the familiar landscape, at the dry shrubs, sloping hillsides, and maze of dirt roads, a calm sense of confidence flows through him. "Let's go this way," Nessa says. "No," Sonny says sharply. "You think you even know this place better than me? Follow me, or better yet, don't." He stomps off toward one of the roads. He waits a long time before glancing back. When he does, he's relieved to see Connor right behind him, with Nessa trailing in the distance, glumly kicking up dust. As the sun swelters above them, Sonny navigates the familiar, empty roads toward his hometown. It seems to be taking longer than usual. He's just starting to realize how thirsty he is when he notices a funny-looking three-armed cactus with a single, bright red flower. His stomach drops. He's seen that cactus before, hours ago. They're going in circles. He plops down on the side of the intersection, defeated, and waits for Connor and Nessa to catch up.
"Something's off," he says.
"I'll say," Nessa replies. "You can't even find your way to your own house." "No," Sonny shouts. "It's not me. I swear this is the way I always go. Something's different." Before Nessa can make a retort, Connor chimes in.
"I bet it's IR," he says. I mean, think about it. We don't know why they built this simulation, but we definitely know they're up to no good. What if they're trying to mess with us? Get us lost or confused or...
trapped? His voice shrinks at the last thought. He looks down at the band on his wrist. They each have one, and all they have to do is press the buttons to return to Silver Quicken. "No," Nessa says. "I'm not going back until we have something to show for this." Sonny sighs.
"If we're going to stay, we need to find some shade and water. Fast."
He looks around the intersection at the five different pathways.
"Normally, we'd go this way to get to town," he says, pointing to one of the roads. "But that just led us in a circle."
Nessa raises an eyebrow, but Connor jumps in before she can say anything.
"Okay," he says. "Let's explore a little bit. I bet we can figure out what direction we need to go."
Stop. Open puzzle packet number 2. Proceed after solving the puzzle.